Is this big number of victories?
So we have a chiddush here of Rabbeinu Yonah, which you want to begin with. We've seen it before, let's see it again. It's on Daf Aleph in Rabbeinu Yonah. And if you see the paragraph, V'yesh lahakshos, so there are two parts of the paragraph. We're going to start with the second part. In the second half of the paragraph, and then we'll go back to the first part of the paragraph, he says, V'nira, he quotes his Rebbe, who holds that according to the Chachomim, in our Mishnah, if he reads Kriyat Shema on a Doraisa level, he could be Yotze the entire night. However, the Rabbanan established that he cannot read it until Chatzos, but not after Chatzos. And the power of the Chachamim is to remove, to alleviate a person from a Chiyuv Doraisa, Mitzvah Saseh, of Kriyat Shema, which applies on a Doraisa level all through the night. And Mishum Siag, they could do such a thing. They're afraid that if they allow you to wait until after Chatzos, maybe you'll fall asleep, maybe this, that, you'll never read Kriyat Shema. So they can establish that you have to fulfill the bits of Kriyat Shema by Chatzos and not later than Chatzos, even though the Torah law allows you to complete the mitzvah through the night. And to establish this power or authority of the Chachamim, he quotes two different sugyas. One sugya is the sugya in Beitzah and in Psachim and other places that the Rabbanan, when Yontif coincides with Shabbos, they alleviated you with the mitzvah of Lulav, which is Doraisa on the first day, and the Sugya Menachos regarding Sadin B'Tzitzis, that the Torah required you to wear Tzitzis even on a Beged Shel Pishtan, even though the Tzitzis themselves are made of what? Tzemer. Of Tzemer. But Gedilim Tasalacha, even after Lo Silba Shatnes, but the Rabbanan were afraid that you might wear this Beged Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. For example, Balayla, if you hold that Laila Lav Zman Tzitzin, and therefore they alleviated you from a mitzvah Doraisa, they can do so in Kriyat Shema as well. However, the question that we have to ask is, in the first half of the Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes another shita, a different approach. And according to that shita, the Rabbanan could alleviate you from a mitzvah derabbanan, but they cannot alleviate you from a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the question is, what do we do with the proof that Rabbeinu Yonah adduces from these two cases of tzitzis and lulav? Does anybody remember what we mentioned in the past? Right, when did the Chachamim remove a mitzvah d'oraisa? When do they have the authority? That's only for... Right, no, Shevi Alta said would apply even in Kriyat Shema, but...
When there's
a little bit better. When there's a violation of an Isur. When there's a violation of an Isur, for example. In the case of Lulav, what are we afraid? Shevi Avirenu will violate the Isur Otsah, because it's Shabbos. And in the case of Sadin B'Tzitzis, they'll violate the Isur of what? Shatnez. In those cases, Rabbanan are authorized to alleviate you from a mitzvah d'oraisa in order to spare you and protect you from violating a losa sed d'oraisa. But in the case of Kriyat Shema, where they want to just encourage you and guarantee that you'll recite and fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, they don't have the authority to uproot the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. In fact, if you look at your page, you'll see that the Shagasariya in number Aleph 2 on your page quotes a very interesting proof that the Chachamim did not undermine and uproot the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema. And that's from the fact that the Gemara establishes on Daf Dalet Amid Beis that you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema after you eat. In other words, you have to eat first and only afterwards recite Kriyat Shema. And yet, the halacha is, the Gemara's Mefurash, Lehedja, that if you ate before Kriyat Shema, which you shouldn't have done, you violated the Drabbana, the Siag of eating before Kriyat Shema, nevertheless, you still recite Kriyat Shema. You're not a Chotei Niskai. We're not going to reward you for the fact that you ate before Kriyat Shema and now exempt you from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So you see, says the Shagasari, that even when you violate a Shvus Drabbanan, which was instituted in order to protect you and guarantee that you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and you went ahead and you ate before Kriyat Shema, that doesn't nullify the mitzvah d'oraisa, the chiyuv of reciting Kriyat Shema. And therefore the Shagasari says the same logic has to apply here. In the case of Zman Kriyat Shema, the Rabbanan instituted a siag in order to guarantee that you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. They said, reread Kriyat Shema before Chatzos. They're not going to undermine the mitzvah and alleviate you from the chiyuv d'oraisa if you missed Chatzos. Of course, there's a logical distinction between the two cases. The Shagasari is proof from the case of someone who violated the Shvus Rabbanan and he ate before Kriyat Shema, nevertheless he reads Kriyat Shema, it's not a perfect analogy to our question, because our question is a different one. Namely what? What's our issue here in this Rabbeinu Yonah back and forth? It's not simply about violating a Shvus Rabbanan, and we're going to pat you on your fingers as a knas, as a penalty, and we're going to say, therefore, you forfeit the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. But what are the Rabbanan actually doing here in this Mishnah? What are they changing? What are they changing? What are they establishing? What are they changing from Doraisa to the Rabbanan? They're not just instituting some sort of prohibition of Achila, the way the Shagasari would have it. What are they doing here? Eben? No, but what are they impacting on, and therefore you lose the mitzvah? What are they changing? What the Zman, exactly, beautiful. They're changing the Zman of Kriyat Shema. And where do we see a similar halacha in which the Rabbanon could change Zmanim? We see it right here in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'chein kol ma she'amru chachamim ad chatzos, and nevertheless, lama amru chacham ad chatzos, kidei laharchik es ha'adam min ha'avera. So if you look carefully at Rashi and other Rishonim, you'll see that if a person neglects the Durabanan, the Siag Durabanan, and instead of eating the Kodshim before Chatzos passes, then guess what? Even though on a deraisa level he's allowed to eat this kodshim until when? Until Achiyale Amud HaShachar, until the very next day. Let's say, for example, you have Shlomim, you're allowed to eat it 2 days and a night. So let's say when you get to that, or for example, other kodshim like Chatis, you can only eat during the day and the following night. But what happens to the kodshim the very next morning? If, let's say, in Chatis you miss that Laila, you can't eat it. Why not? It becomes nosa. So the Chacham made a siag and they said you have to eat the kodshim. Don't dilly-dally and wait until after Chatzos. Eat it before Chatzos. What happens after Chatzos? You can't eat the kodshim. Because what did the Rabbanan do in that case? What did they change? What did they impact on?
The time,
exactly. They changed the Zman Achilas Kodshim. And they said that even though on a deraisa level the Zman of Achilas Kodshim is called Halayla, but midrabbanan, we can alter the Zman of Achilas Kodshim and put a stop and put a limitation. The Zman of Achilas Kodshim is not called Halayla, but it's until when? Until Chatzos, and therefore post-Chatzos, you can't eat the Kodshim. So we have already a precedent that the Rabbanan have the power, if they so desire to do so, to change what? To change this Zman. And if we apply it to Kriyat Shema, Rabbi, what conclusion do we come to? That the Zman of Kriyat Shema is until Chatzos. Just like the Zman of Achilas Kodshim, midrabbanan is only until Chatzos, so too the Zman of Kriyat Shema is up until Chatzos, according to that opinion. Frekti Shagasarie, but what happens if I ate before Kriyat Shema? You're not going to remove from me the possibility of... Yeah, that's because the Chachomim are not instituting a change in the Zman Kriyat Shema. They're saying, don't eat. So you ate. So we'll give you a patch for eating. But they didn't change the nature and the scope of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Yeah, right. Sorry, I just wanted to finish that sentence.
The analogy is not good, because by Korbonos you have an issue of Nosa.
Correct.
So you may be over, but by Kriyat Shema you don't have any other issue that you're over.
Right, you're right, 100%. Of what, I'm just pointing out that the analogy of the Shagasari is not fair. You know, to say that you cannot possibly entertain that because he violated the Shavuos of Achatzos, therefore he forfeits the mitzvah, because in the case where he violated the Shavuos of Achila, he doesn't forfeit the mitzvah. I'm just saying that that analogy is not a fair, is not miduyak. Fine. So again, just to summarize, according to one day in Rabbeinu Yonah, the Chachamim will mafkia the mitzvah doraisa of Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, and you cannot read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. Where do we find the precedent for that? And we spoke about lulav, and we spoke about tzitzis. According to the other day in Rabbeinu Yonah, no, the Rabbanan can only be mafkia mitzvah doraisa for the sake of avoiding a lav, that's called siag l'torah. But if there's no avoidance of a lav, the Rabbanan just trying to strengthen a mitzvah, they don't have the authority to undermine that mitzvah. Now Rabbosai, let's talk a little bit about the machlokas tanoim. When is sof zman kriyat shma shel arvus? We have three opinions in the Mishnah. Until we get to the Bir Halacha of the Mishnah Berurah, we have three opinions in the Mishnah. The first opinion is Rabbi Eliezer. And Rashi explains on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is based on his understanding of what word in the Torah? B'shachrucha. He understands B'shachrucha means the time that you go to sleep. When do people normally go to sleep? Before the Ashmura, Sofri Ashmur Rishon. Chachamim say no, ad chatzos. And here we have to figure out what the Chachamim are saying. Do they belong to the school of Rabbi Eliezer? Basically, they hold the Mishavucha means kol zman, people go to sleep, but they extended, people go to sleep until chatzos. Or do they disagree fundamentally with Rabbi Eliezer and they hold that Mishavucha means as long as people are sleeping? If that be the case, why did the Rabbanan institute ad chatzos? And the answer is that's what the Rabbanan wanted to do in order to guarantee that you recite Kriyat Shema. They pushed you and they perhaps circumscribed the area, the zman of until chatzos. Then we have the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says ad sheyale amud hashachar, that you can read Kriyat Shema until amud hashachar. Now let's assume that we apply, for the time being, if you could just play the game on my turf, let's assume yachid v'rabim halacha kirabim. So who do we pass like in this Mishnah? The Chachon. Oh. So if we pass like the Chacham in the Mishnah, we understand the next part of the Mishnah. The children of whom? Of Rabbi Gamliel came back from Beis HaMishta. When was it? When did they get home? It was after Chatzos. So they asked their father, what should we do? Should we read Kriyat Shema or not? Amar lehem, he says him below, Ola amura shachar chayovim atem likros, because the whole din of ad chatzos is only dirabanan, it's only mishum siag, that's the din of ad chatzos. Good. Now, we have to ask ourselves the following question. The Gemara explains later on, we discussed this at great length, that the Bnei Rabbi Gamliel were confused. What led to their confusion? They thought that maybe the Chachamim ad Chatzos were basically on the turf of Rabbi Eliezer, meaning B'Shavucha means when people go to sleep, but just they extended people going to sleep until Chatzos, which would mean that if we pass like the Chachamim, there's no possibility of reading Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. Again, it would be no worse than Kriyas Divrei Torah, but it would not be a Kiyum of Kriyat Shema. Or maybe no. Maybe the Chachamim are on the turf of Ad Sheyala Munashach, like Rabban Gamliel. The Rabbanim made a Siag Ad Chatzos. The Rabbanim made a Siag Ad Chatzos. Then, again, we have to see why, but therefore, if we violated that, I don't want to use the word violated because it sounds like a very harsh word, but if we overstepped the bounds of Ad Chatzos, then we could still maintain the mitzvah d'oraisa and fulfill Kriyat Shema d'oraisa after Chatzos. So Rabbi Gamliel's answer was that basically the Rabbanan agree with me, namely that B'Shavucha means the entire night. Kol Zman Shvei Adam Shochvit. Narvas, the Rabbanan instituted a siag, and therefore, if you overpay, you overshot the siag, and you missed the deadline of Chatzos, Cinderella. So what do? You read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. That's the way the Gemara presents the Shach Levitari. So if you take a look at your Mar Makomos page, We have here in number Aleph 4 a Chidushi HaRashba. So I'll just read to you just a few lines of the Rashba. You can see it here in my own chicken scratch. He says the following. B'nei Rabbi Gamliel. What was the issue with B'nei Rabbi Gamliel? That's the way the Rashba has it here on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. And he says the following. He says, Amaluhu Rabbanan, the B'nei Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Gamliel, the father, how do we understand the Shitas Chachamim? Because we paskin like the Rabbim against the Yochid. So Amaluhu, so he, Rabbi Gamliel, responded to them, Rabbanan Kavasi Svir Luhu. The Rabbanan are on my page. V'hadika Amri Ad Chatzos K'dei L'hachik Esodim En Aver Nirali Mikan. Tahadi Orile Rabbi Gamliel Afilu Rabbanan Moduba. He says the following, that horah that Rabbi Gamliel was mechadesh to his sons when they asked him the question about the Mishnah after Chatzos, is even the Rabbanan would agree that after Chatzos you could read Kriyat Shema, meaning the Rashba is endorsing that opinion in Rabbeinu Yonah that we saw, that the Rabbanan are only requiring Ad Chatzos L'Chatchila, but B'di'eved, certainly the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Doraisa still remains in place, it's still intact, it kicks in, and therefore they would read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. Nu Rabosai, if that be the case, we're going to have to ask a question here. If even the Chachamim agree that you could read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, then what simple question should we raise here, Michael? So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim? Meaning, there is a machlokas recorded in the Mishnah. Again, this is before the Chafetz Chaim Zichrono Livracha. Okay, we'll get to the Bir Halacha of the Chafetz Chaim. He's going to try to make shalom here. Everybody, it's all one happy family. But before we get to the Bir Halacha, the Rishonim didn't understand it the way that the Bir Halacha understood it. The Rishonim understood that there is some sort of substantial machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. So the question now arises, if the Chachamim only instituted Chatzos as a Lechatchila, so what was the Shita of the Rabbanan? What was the Shita of Ram Gamliel? So the Rashba says the following. The lo pligi ela bilchatchila. The machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, Zokta Rashba, is lchatchila. Meaning, according to the Chachamim lchatchila, when is the time to read Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? Only before Chatzos lchatchila. Correct. And Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm not impressed. I think that you should have the entire night to read Kriyat Shema. Bilchatchila nechleku olav. The Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel, and they required l'chatchila that you read Kriyat Shema before Chatzos. Beha mikomakom inu lo avi avdi ki yechida. He says that what did the Bnei Rabbi Gamliel want to do? Did they want to read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos? But that would be in violation of whose shita? Of the Chachamim Shita. Says the Rashba, Kaman de Ifsukah Hilchas Sakir Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara actually paskins on Daf Ches Amid Beis Halacha Kir Rabbi Gamliel. Alma, what we see is Afil Chatchila Yachol, or if I can substitute the word Mutter, Yachol is Akev Milikros Kriyat Shema Ad Shoah Hasmucha Le'alos ha-shachar V'afilu l'rabbanan nami Le'achar chatzos Hu di'eno yochel le'his'akev midas. He cannot deliberately wait until after chatzos. Avol elu rotzu le'akev likros U'lishanos U'lis'asek b'malachtam. Elu rotzu le'akev likros U'lishanos U'lis'asek b'malachtam Ad chatzos Is rashoi. So again, if you see over here that if the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim is only lechatchila, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel was asked by his sons, can they read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos? And Rabbi Gamliel told them that since even the Chachomim agree that on a Doraisa level the Zman is until when? Amud HaShachar, right? Is therefore, even according to Chachamim, b'di'eved, you could read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. So Rabbi Gamliel himself calmed down his children by telling them that even the Chachamim would agree that you could recite Kriyat Shema when? After Chatzos. Not l'chatchila, but b'di'eved. And therefore you're okay. If you would have asked me, can I delay Kriyat Shema l'chatchila till after Chatzos, then you'd have to rely on my shita, Rav Gamliel's shita, which is a das yechida against the Chachamim, because Rav Gamliel never accepted this halach of l'chatchila ad Chatzos. Comes along the Beis HaLevi with a chiddush. That's number 5 on your page. And he wants to say that we're in deep trouble here, l'chor, according to the Man D'Omar in Rabbeinu Yonah, that says that according to Chachamim, they were mafkia the mitzvah after Chatzos. If they were mafkia the mitzvah after Chatzos, then what's going on over here? We have, says the Beis HaLevi, he says, if b'di'eved they were mafkia the mitzvah after Chatzos. So what was Rabbi Gamliel's answer? What was his response? What did he say? But why? If according to the Rabban, again, the premise that the B'nai Rabbi Gamliel were working with is that halacha, if you have yochid v'rab malacha kir, rabim, so we're going to pass like the Chachamim. Bishlema, according to the Rashba, it's very good. The Rashba holds that what Rav Gamliel responded to them was that even the Chachamim agree that after Chatzos you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and the Rabbanim did not undermine the mitzvah Dorais of Kriyat Shema, and therefore you have to read Kriyat Shema. But according to the Shita in Rabbeinu Yonah, that the Chachamim hold that even b'di'eved you can't read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. So how did Rabbi Gamliel calm down his children by saying you're okay to read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos? Is Yochid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim according to the B'nai Rabbi Gamliel? How did he calm them down and allow them to read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos if the Rabbanan maintain that even b'di'eved after Chatzos they undermined, the Chachamim undermined the mitzvah? And we spoke about how they had the authority to do so. Exactly. This is the chiddush of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi claims the following. That there's a fundamental difference between a Doraisa and a Darabbanan. With regard to a Doraisa, Yochid v'Rabim Alocha k'Rabim, and there are no ifs, ands, and buts about it. That's an absolute rule. It's irreversible. But with regard to a Machlokes on a Darabbanan, here we have a new Alocha. That even though halacha k'rabim, that's only if it's not a shas hadchak, if you're in a situation where you have no other choice. The B'nai Rabbi Gamliel came back from the Mishteh, it was already after Chatzos. Lo tehei shas hadchak gedola mizu, says the Beis HaLevi. And therefore, with regard to halacha kirabim, with the Drabbanon, we can suspend the halacha of yachid v'rabim halacha kirabim in favor of the das yachid because of a shas hadchak. Michael? So that we'll see in just a minute. The Beis HaLevi is close to Ones, but he doesn't go that far. He's not. Right. So, for example, let's say a man went to sleep early at night, knowing full well that he has to recite Kriyat Shema. And the alarm clock didn't go off, and lo and behold, he wakes up after Chatzos. So according to Beis HaLevi, since it's a Shas HaDchak, he has no other way of what? of obtaining the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema, we can rely on a Das Yachid. Who's the Das Yachid who would you let?
Rabbi Gamliel.
So even though we're holding now like that sheet in Rabbeinu Yonah that the Chacham will mafkia the d'oraisa, and you have no opportunity of fulfilling the d'oraisa after Chatzos, but we can rely on Rabbi Gamliel, who allows you to read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos b'shas adchak. That's one approach, and that's the approach of whom? Of the Beis Halevi. Then we have the Pre-Yitzchak. His name was Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer. Do you remember Yehuda in Yeshiva? Maybe after you'd remember there was a Rav Tzipperstein. Yeah. So Rav Tzipperstein's stepfather was the Pre-Yitzchak. No, it was the Pre-Yitzchak married Rav Tzipperstein's mother's second marriage. Anyway, he was one of the great Bali Muslims. He was a big Lamdin. He was a big Lamdin. Yeah, he was in a city called Petersburg. Right now it's called Leningrad, but you never know what tomorrow they'll call it. They may go back to Petersburg. I don't know. Okay. So he wants to be Mechadish, like Michael was saying before, that the difference between before Chatzos and after Chatzos is the difference between Poshea and Ones. So let's try to explain what's going on. How was Rabbi Gamliel successful in calming down his children? And even according to Chachamim, you could read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. So he says the following. Yeah, you're right. Chachamim were mafkir the mitzvah d'oraisa after Chatzos, but they didn't change the zman of the mitzvah. The zman of the mitzvah remains up until Chatzos. They were mafkir the mitzvah only as far as a knas is concerned. That's the chiddush of the pre-Yitzchak. Okay, what's a knas? A knas is a penalty that a person deserves for a criminal act, for negligence.
Right.
Like, for example, you have in Masechet Bava Kamma, if you don't watch your animal properly and it goes out and kills a person, so he's chayv a knas called kofar. He has to pay a certain sum of money.
What's the knas in this case?
In this case, the knas is you're not going to be yotzi in the midst of Kriyat Shema. That's going to be your knas. Because you were so laid back about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the Rabbanan are going to say, we're not going to allow you an opportunity to be yotze in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. We're going to exercise our authority to be mafkia the mitzvah d'oraisa, to completely undermine the mitzvah d'oraisa. But man, Varamamur, when do you deserve a knas? That's only if there was an element of pshia, if there was an element of ones. For example, you were involved in another mitzvah, then the Rabbanan are not going to say that because of your involvement in another mitzvah, we're going to alleviate and uproot the mitzvah d'oraisa. In such a case, we'll leave the mitzvah d'oraisa in its place. Is memela. What did Rabbi Gamliel say to the sons when they came back from the Beis HaMishnah and they were involved? Kandireh, according to this sheet. Again, there are many different sheets here. But according to the sheet of the Pnei, of the pre-Yitzchak, they were involved in the mitzvah of what? Of the Sameach Hatan V'Kala. Well said. Okay, they were up in Yericho for a wedding, right? So in that case, the Chachomim would agree that b'di'eved you could be yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema even after Chatzos. Had you been a poshea, for example, let's say you went to sleep and you shouldn't have done so. Again, you have to know whether you can rely on your alarm clock or not. Exactly when do we pass the, you know, that red line of ones and we enter into the level of pshia? That's not absolutely clear. You have to really be a bucky in poskim for that. But be that as it may, if you cross that line, then the rabbanon are going to be mafkia the mitzvah d'orais of Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. That's the chiddush of the Pnei Yitzchak. Again, everyone's assuming that there's machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is the Das Yochid, and he claims that l'chatchila you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema throughout the whole night.
And the words that I don't see in any of the fortune is, why do they keep on saying, I want you to be mekayim Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim? The paradigm of all the mitzvahs, this is like the most important thing. And they're going to give you a knas, and Rabbi Gamliel says, no. I want it to be Mekayim Mitzvah, Kabbalat Ol
Mechutzma. Could be. Maybe you're right. I mean, I didn't get that far yet.
You know.
So Rabbo said, let's open up the Beis HaLevi, the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha at the end of Siman Reish Lamed Hey has a Gevaldik Chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchas Kriyat Shema and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, both paskin that lechatchila you have to read Kriyat Shema immediately after Tzeis HaKochavim, uzmana ad chatzi alayla. So with regard to this issue of siag, whether Rabbanan require that Kriyat Shema be recited until Chatzos, who do the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like? Like the Chachamim. So the question here is, if the Rabbanan only require Chatzos as a lechatchila, but b'dieved they allow you to read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, if that be the case, then where did Rambam Gamliel disagree with the Chachamim? The Mishnah records a machlokes between Rambam Gamliel and the Chachamim. Where did Rambam Gamliel disagree? L'chora, the answer is that Rambam Gamliel allowed you even l'chatchila to read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. Now, if that be the case, the Gemara Paskins on Daf Ches Amid Beis, Helchasuk Rambam Gamliel, meaning that you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema even after Chatzos. So why does the Rambam, why does the Shulchan Aruch following suit, say that l'chatchila you have to read Kriyat Shema before Chatzos? Comes along the Bir Halach, this is very unusual for the Chofetz Chaim to just radically change our whole understanding of a sugya. And he writes that, you know what? There is no machlokas between Chacham and Rambam Gamliel. There never was and there never will be. Gam Rambam Gamliel, this is about line 7. Moda l'chachamim l'dina d'yesh siag l'chatchil ad chatzos. Rambam Gamliel never questioned ad chatzos. In fact, it was Rambam Gamliel who said that whenever the Chacham say chatzos, they mean a siag. Because with the rice you can read it, or you can fulfill it, you can eat it until Amura Shachar. So why is Rambam Gamliel arguing? He's not arguing on the Chachamim. He's arguing back on Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion to relay the Binat Torah, who rak ad, sofashmora, harishon, and as bishobacha means, when you go into bed. And that Rambam Gamliel is disagreeing with. Umadi itzrich lifsok bi gemara alach Rambam Gamliel. But here, the Mishnah Berurah faces a very difficult sugya. The Gemara says that we pass it like Rambam Gamliel. I mean, why do you have to pass it like Rambam Gamliel? Tell me simply that Halacha Kerabim, we pass it like the Chacham. There was no machlokas between Rambam Gamliel and the Chachamim. So he gives a little bit of a technical answer. And he says, look, the Chachamim did not explicate exactly what they meant by Ad Chatzos. Did they mean it as a siag, or did they mean it as a doraisa? It was only Rambam Gamliel in response to his sons that we had a clarification of what the Chachamim meant when they said Ad Chatzos. And therefore, when Rambam Gamliel answers Rabbanan Kavasei Sfirole, and we interpret it to mean that the Rabbanan accepted the premise of Rambam Gamliel, that on a doraisa level you can read Kriyat Shema until Amud HaShachar. No, it's more than that. Rabbanan Kavasei Sfirulei means that they agree with me 100%, and I agree with them 100%. We're rejecting the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and on a deraisa level, you can read Kriyat Shema until Amud HaShachar, Mid Rabbanan, which is the L'chatchila, you read Kriyat Shema until Chatzos, and everybody is happy, and that's what it is. So again, the only reason why the Gemara mentions Halacha Kirab Gamliel is in order to clarify that when the Rabbanan said Ad Chatzos, they were only talking about a siag de Rabbanan and a din lechatchila. That's the chiddush of the Bir Halacha. So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, he says that when the Gemara paskins like Rambam Gamliel, that's only legabe Rabbi Eliezer. And although the Beis Yosef didn't go as far as being mechadish the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah of the Bir Halacha, but you can certainly fit the Bir Halacha into the Shita of the Beis Yosef. The Aruch HaShulchan, which you'll see on page 2, has an interesting chiddush. He writes in Sima Reish Lamed Hey that as far as Tfilas Arvis is concerned, we also accept a din of Siag and Lechatchila Ad Chatzos. Now, I'm not saying that we paskin like the Aruch HaShulchan, but it's an interesting chiddush, and he says that if the Chachamim always institute a siag, and they want you to fulfill the mitzvah by Chatzos, then we should logically apply this even to the case of Ma'ariv, of Shmon Esrei of Ma'ariv, and we should be, you know, we should be well advised to recite Shmon Esrei of Arvis before Chatzos. L'chora Rashi would not be impressed by this Aruch HaShulchan. If you take a look at Rashi, Divra Maskel Kedei Laharchik Odom in Avera, Rashi himself assumes that this siag of chatzos, when the Torah allows you to fulfill the mitzvah all the way till Amud HaShachar, is a very limited, it's a pick and choose kind of harchaka. It's a siag that applies rarely, but certainly not absolutely straight across the board. Says Rashi, v'hekter chalavim. Do you have that? It's in the middle of Rashi, Dibras, look at Dela Harchik. He says, v'hekter chalavim diktoni hacha. Lo amru bo chachamim ad chatzos klal. Rabbo said, we're dealing with a mitzvah doraisa that has in it an iser lav, that the chalavim and the evarim have to be burnt on the mizbeach no later than Amud HaShachar, daybreak of the next day. And yet the chachamim allowed you to be laid back about it and wait until Amud HaShachar, or an hour before Amud HaShachar. They didn't press you and pressure you to fulfill the mitzvah of Hekter Chalom Devarim before Chatzos. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say it's a universal rule. Whenever you have up until Amud HaShachar, the Rabbanon is going to institute the Siag Ad Chatzos. And he's talking about Tefillah Derabbanon, he's talking about Tefillah Arvis, which itself is a Rishus, but let's say it's a Derabbanon at the best. And the Rashi is willing to take a mitzvah d'oraisa like Hekter Chalom Devarim and Lo Amru Chachomim Ad Chatzos Klal. And Rashi gives an answer why Hekter Chalom Devarim is mentioned in this Mishnah. And then at the end of the Rashi, he says, V'hochinami t'nan, b'perek sheni d'megila kol alayla kosher, l'ktzira sa'omer, v'ulahaktir, achalovim v'evarim. He's like, Rashi seems to assume that from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't breathe a word about the siag, the harchik, it means that even though these mitzvot apply up until Amud HaShachar, and there are mitzvot d'oraisa, nevertheless, the Rabbanan did not institute this siag. Is kumtais, it comes out according to Rashi, that there are two cases in which the Rabbanan instituted a siag of Ad Chatzos. And those cases are Kriyat Shema, which again, according to Rashi, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore it has to be fulfilled before Chatzos. The Rabbanan wanted to guarantee that you wouldn't dilly-dally and postpone it, miss the whole mitzvah. And secondly, the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. But even though Rashi cannot budge, I mean, that's immovable, the Mishnah says explicitly that Kodshim have to be eaten by Chatzos. Nevertheless, in the case of Hekter Chalovim Veivarim, Rashi says that you could be machter these Chalov Veivarim until when? Until Amud HaShachar, without being pressured by the Siag of Ad Chatzos. So the Tzlach here on the spot wants to know, what's the difference between Achilas Kodshim, where Rashi admits they made a Siag that you have to finish eating your kodshim by chatzos, and hekter chalovim veivarim, which they allowed you throughout the night, you know, the leeway of being makter the chalov veivarim all the way until Amud HaShachar. Says the Tzlach that in the case of achilas kodshim, they had to be very careful, because in the worst case scenario, if the person waits until, you know, he's laid back about it, he waits until the morning, and for some reason he falls asleep or whatever have you, and he doesn't eat the kodshim until after Amud HaShachar, he violates an Isur Karis. Why? Because what happens with daybreak, with Amud HaShachar? It becomes Nosar, and the violation of Achilas Nosar, as the Mishnah has it at the beginning of the third Perek of Makis and the beginning of Perek of Krisus, is an Isur Karis. Masha Enkin, in the case of Chalovim Veivarim, he's not eating them, he's not violating an Isur Achila, and he doesn't incur a Chiyuv Karis. He violates an Isur Doraisa if he lets the Evarim and the Chalavim remain until Amud HaShachar, but it's not a Chiyuv Kares. Yitzchak Rabbo said, what's the obvious question that we have to raise, the objection have to raise against the Noda B'Yehuda? We do apply this Siag to what? To Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is not a case of a Chiyuv Kares, it's only a Mitzvah Seh. So therefore the Tzlach answers with a different answer. And he says the following, that Rashi's differentiation between Achilas Kodshim which has a siagat chatzos, and hekter chalovim, which does not, is not because in one case there's an isur kares, and in another case there's only an isur lav, but no kares, but rather it's a difference between whether or not we apply the principle of karnim zrizim hein, meaning that in theory Rashi holds that even in the case of hekter chalovim veivarim, like we did in Kriyat Shema, like we did in Achilus Kodshim, there should have been a siag. But we alleviate the siag because of the principle of kohanim zrizim hein. The kohanim will be very careful to fulfill their mitzvah, their obligation, before they fall asleep, before the sof zman, which is avodah shachar. But in the case of Kriyat Shema, we're not dealing with kohanim. Therefore, we don't have the principle of kohanim zrizim hein. And therefore, we have to institute ad chatzos. But what about Hekter Chalovim Veivarim? Why doesn't that din, that chiyuv, apply? Or, shall I say, why don't we apply the principle of Kohanim Zrizim Heim? If you're applying Kohanim Zrizim Heim to the case of... I'm sorry, just the other way around. I'm sorry. What I meant to ask was... I think I made a mistake. What I meant to ask was Achilas Kodshim. Achilas Kodshim... Why doesn't that fall under the principle of Kohanim Zrizim Heim? The answer is, who's eating the Kodshim? It depends. It really depends. If it's Shlomim, the Bailim are eating the Kodshim. If it's Korban Chatos, if it's what we call Kodshei Kodshim, then, with the exception of Ol, of course, then all the Korbanos are eaten by, exclusively by the Kohanim. So in other words, it comes out like this. That according to the approach of the Tzlach, since in the case of Shlomim, we cannot apply the principle of Kodim's reason, because the Bailim are eating the Kodshim, therefore, somehow we stretch it out, and we assume in all Kodshim, that with regard to Achilus Kodshim, we should suspend the principle of Kohanim's resume for that one case of Korban Shlomim. Alternatively, the Tzlach offers another possibility that maybe here there's a combination of A plus B, meaning that in the case of Achilus Kodshim, since we have in the case of Shlomim, the Bailam are eating the Korban, and therefore there's no principle of Kohanim's resume, but also, in addition, we have the problem of Anisa Kares. If, let's say, the Kohen, Chas V'Shalom, makes a mistake, and he eats the Kodshim after Amud HaShachar, he violates Achiv Kares. So if we put those two reasons together, then we engender a siag, a necessity for a siag of Ad Chatzos. However, in the case of Hekter Chalovim Ve'evarim, where we could apply the principle of Kodim Zrizim Heim, and number two, even in the worst case scenario, there's no Achila here that would incur Achiv Kares, we could suspend the Siak of Ad Chatzos. Fine. Okay, Rabbo, so what I want to do now, in the few minutes that we have left, is at least read the Gemara. Tana Hechakoi, Diktoni Meimasai, Vesu Maishna Diktoni Biarvis, Bereisha Lisnei Bishachris Bereisha. So the Gemara has two questions, and the Gemara answers both questions with one fell swoop. Tana Akrakoi, Dichsiv Ubishalbacha, Uvikumecha. So that answers the first question as to what the Mishnah was asking Meimasai. And number two, it answers the second question, why we start with Arvis and then go to Shachris. Is therefore v'hachi k'toni yizman kriyat shma d'shchiva emas v'shosh ha'kohenim nithnosim lechol b'trumasam. The Gemara is going to have a problem with that because of Birchas Kriyat Shma, and Birchas Kriyat Shma later on, the second Mishnah, has Birchas Kriyat Shma shel shachar before Kriyat Shma shel arvis. And the Gemara is going to give the answer of ABBA, as we said before. Now, all of a sudden, the Gemara says, V'ibayis ema, yolif mi briyaso shel olam d'chsiv ayev ha'ivok yom echad. So let's ask the following question. This ibayis ema, yolif mi briyaso shel olam, what question is it coming to answer? In the first case, we said, B'shalbukov kumecha is answering both questions. Number one, me'emasai, where's the Tana coming from? That he asked me'emasai. And number two, why does he have the sequence of Arvis before Shachris? But in the second Ibayis Ema, what would you say, Rabbosai? Does this second answer address both questions or only one question? Only the second question. It has no relationship whatsoever to the first question. So the Bnei Yeshua raises the following objection. In any event, no matter where we go over here, we're going to have to answer the first question. And in answering the first question, we must introduce which pasuk? B'shagbacha uvkumecha. No, once you have b'shagbacha uvkumecha, you've answered your second question as well. That the Mishnah begins with Kriyas Vashal Arvis because the pasuk begins with Kriyas Vashal Arvis. Why does the Gemara feel compelled to quote an Ibai Seima when the Ibai Seima is not only unnecessary, but the first teretz is absolutely necessary? You know, sometimes you can say Ibai Seima, you want to add another answer. But if you've already answered your question and you have no choice but to accept the first answer because of the pressing need to answer the Memesai, where's the Tana holding? So then once you've answered the question by quoting the Pasuk B'Shavukov Kumecha, what do you gain over here by giving the second answer? So the Pnei Yehoshua has a brilliant chiddush over here. And he wants to suggest the following. If you have page 2 of the Maror Makomos, you'll see this Vav number 1. And I summarized it for you here. I have the Pnei Yehoshua. We can go through it inside if we have time. But he says the following. That not everybody could agree to quote the pasuk of B'shalbacha Uvkumecha. He says the following. That if you open up to Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, as we've seen this sugya more than once, the Gemara records a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel on the one hand, the different statements in the Gemara, some in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, some in the name of Shmuel, and the Chachamim on the other, Rabbi Elazar on the other. And according to one day in the Gemara, we paskin, that day accepts the opinion that Kriyat Shema is only the Rabbanan. What do we do with the pasuk b'shalbacha uvkumecha? That's only a mitzvah of what? Excellent. Talmud Torah. So midraisa, there is no mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So quoting the pasuk b'shalbacha uvkumecha doesn't add anything for you. Therefore, the Gemara is seeking an alternative answer to how to explain, how to justify our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is talking about what? Is talking about a different pasuk. It cannot be the Pasuk B'Shavukov Kumecha, because the Pasuk B'Shavukov Kumecha is only referring to Talmud Torah and not to Kriyat Shema. So it's irrelevant here. So what Pasuk are we going to quote? Vayerev, Vayvoker, which means that the Erev comes before Boker. Okay, so that's going to answer the second question as to why Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis comes before Shel Shachris. But Rabosai was still stuck with an answer to the first question. What was the first question? What is Me'emasai? And what was the answer to that first question? B'shavukov kumecha. But according to Shmuel, B'shavukov kumecha is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it's not relevant to that discussion of Me'emasai Koren Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, Gevaldige Chiddush. Unbelievable. I added an exclamation mark. That's my own. And that is, that even if I hold that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanon, nevertheless, there is a chiyuv min haTorah to read at least one parsha in the Torah on the B'shabach of Kumecha. Again, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, according to that Mandi Omar, but no way out. You know, you have to read one parsha in the Torah. What does the Gemara mean when it says that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is only derabbanan, according to that Mandi Omar? The answer is that although the Torah requires you to read one parsha in the Torah at night and one parsha in the day, the Torah doesn't specify which parsha you have to read. Who actually came forward and determined which parsha you have to read? It wasn't the Torah. The Torah just says what? The Shavuot of Kumech don't say which parsha to read. So that's the Midrabbanan. The Chiv to read this particular parsha is the Rabbanan. But the Torah itself requires that you choose one parsha, and you read that parsha, both by night and by day. And where does the Torah obligate me to read that parsha? In the pasuk, u'bishabacha uvkumecha. So it comes out like this, Rabosai. that if you ask me what should be the order of the Mishnah, should it be B'Shabbacha, should it be first B'Shabbacha and then B'Kumecha, I'm not convinced, according to this Mandi Omar, that B'Shabbacha B'Kumecha is going to establish the order, the sequence in which the Mishnah should organize the mitzvos of Kriyat Shema. But if you ask me, where is the Tana holding, when the Tana asks the question, well, when is the time for the Kriyat Shema? The answer is, the Tana is holding in the Pasuk, B'Shabbacha V'Kumecha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's true according to everyone. Even according to the Mandi Omer who holds that Kriyat Shema is only Derabanan, nevertheless the Torah commands me to read Kriyat Shema. Not necessarily that parasha, but at least one parasha in the Torah. And therefore, the Mishnah is answering the question of how to fulfill and when to fulfill the mitzvah of B'Shabbacha Uvkumecha. Now, the Gemara is unhappy about the Mishnah later on, because if it's B'Shabbacha Uvkumecha, so what do we do with the next Mishnah? The Sefer of the Mishnah says, B'shachar mevarech shtayim lefonel v'yachas l'achareah. So it starts with Kriyat Shema, Shel Shachris. What happened to the Pasuk? Vayerev, Vayvoker. Says Tosfos, Ihachi, Iyamit bishlem desomech akra de v'shalbucha im kain, Eino makpid, Kra ela akriyat shma. That's the pasuk b'shabbacha v'kumecha. If that's the reason why he starts with kriyat shma shel arvus first, that's not binding. That's not relevant to birchas kriyat shma. Birchas kriyat shma is not derived from the pasuk b'shabbacha v'kumecha. Ela e amrit de samech akra. But according to the second answer, the Tana follows the order of the pasuk of vayera vayvoka b'riyoso shel olam im kain kapid akol midi. I'll call Mili, the Tana should be very consistent, and in every case, he should follow the Briyasa Shalolam. In Kain Seifa, why in the case of Birchas Kriyat Shema, doesn't he follow the same order? Comes the Marshon, he asks, wait a minute. If Tosus is saying that the fact that the Torah starts with Erev, and only then Boker, if that's Mechayev, that we always have to follow Erev first, and that sequence of Erev first and Boker afterwards, why do you choose the Pasuk Vayerev Vayvoker? There are other Pasukim in the Torah where the Torah starts with Shachar, with day, and then only then it goes to night. For example, in the Parsha of the Tamid, the Torah starts with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and only then does it present the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So what gives you the right to say that your paradigm for day and night and what sequence you should follow is Vayerev Vayvoker, when there are other psukim in the Torah, like for example the case of Tamid, where the Torah follows the reverse order and starts with Shachris first? Says the Tzlach, he doesn't understand what the Marsha is batting about. The question of the Marsha is totally off base. The reason why in the case of Tamid the Torah starts with Shachar is because there are two Tmidim, both of which have to be brought during the day. And if you're talking about the sequence in time, the Torah is obviously going to address the Tamid Shel Shachar first, and only then the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. What was the Marsha thinking when he asked this question from the Pasha of Tamid? If you have a mitzvah that is fulfilled both at night and during the day, okay, vayera vayvoka, like the case of Kriyat Shema. But if you talk about a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled through two karbanos, both of which are brought by day, then obviously you're going to present them, the Torah is going to present them in the sequential order. And Tamid Shel Shachar comes before Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Furthermore, says the Tzlach, the Beis HaMikdash is not open for business until the morning. So if you want to talk about the first mitzvah of Tmidim during the day, it cannot be at night because there is no Karban Tumid at night. The mitzvah that comes first when the Beis HaMikdash is opened by the Levim, you know, when they open the Sharim, is the mitzvah of Tamid Shel Boker. And therefore, there's no reason for the Marsha's question on Tosfos that we should follow the paradigm of Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The last thing I want to point out to you, if you have the Mar Makomas page, number 2, Hey, is the Me'iri. If you'll notice, the Miri is commenting on Rashi. Rashi at the end of the Mishnah, in the last line in the Mishnah, Rashi quotes a Mishnah in Megillah. And the Mishnah Megillah speaks about what? About Tziras HaOmer. And basically, Rashi assumes that if in Ktziras HaOmer, the Mishnah says, Kol HaLaila Koshel Ktziras HaOmer, without mentioning that the Ktziras HaOmer should be implemented by Chatzos, Kedei Laharchik Es Adam in Avera, Rashi basically sees in that Mishnah a paradigm for whittling down this Harchaka. We don't apply this Harchaka, obviously, in the case of Ktziras HaOmer, and in the case of Hekter, Chalovim Veivarim, that was Rashi's Shita. Says the Meiri, Ktziras HaOmer is totally irrelevant to this discussion. Because the halacha of Ktziras HaOmer is that if you didn't cut down the Omer at night, then you cut it down during the day. When do we have an issue of Kedei Laharchik Es Adam Be'Aveira in the Rabbanan Institute of Siag, that's only with regard to a mitzvah, which applies by night and only by night? And the Chachamim are very nervous. They don't want you to delay past Chatzos. You might miss the deadline. But in the case of Ktziras HaOmer, there is no deadline. Because even after the night, you can still, as a default position, be Mekayim in the midst of Ktziras HaOmer by day. So all the Achronim go to town on this Meiri because, in fact, is Machlokas Tanoim, whether you can fulfill the mitzvah of Ktziras HaOmer by day. Rabbi Gamliel's of the opinion that the latest time for Ktziras HaOmer is Amudah Shachar, in fact. And there is no Tashlumin, there is no default position after daybreak. We don't know what Rashi holds in that case. But the Pella here, Rabbi Osai, is that the Meiri goes a step further. And he says, Kol HaLaila Kosher L'Sfiras HaOmer. Says the Meiri, why is there no siag that you have to count the Omer before Chatzos? Because if you didn't count the Omer at night, you can count the Omer by day. Truth be told, then most Rishonim would disagree with the Meiri, and they hold that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is at night. And Tosa says that if you count the Omer by day, Tosa Menachas, Samach Vav, famous Tosa says you cannot make a brach on Sfiras Omer by day because you already missed the mitzvah. Fectosis. So why do we bother counting the Omer by day? If you're not going to make a bracha, which means that you forfeited the mitzvah because Sfiras Omer is dafka by night, then why bother with counting by day? It's just a mechanical act. So Tosis quotes the Bahag that if he counted Sfira by day, then tomorrow, the day after, he can count with a bracha. But if he missed an entire day, both night and day, 24 hours, then the next day, says the Bahag, you can't count with a bracha. It means like this, that there are two dimensions to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. On the one hand, the key of mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer requires night and only night. And therefore by day you cannot make a bracha. On the other hand, as far as maintaining the continuity, such that I can count the Omer the next day, if I miss the day, it all depends. If I miss the full 24 hours, how could I say today is the fifth day of the Omer, if I didn't count yesterday as the fourth day of the Omer, therefore I forfeit the mitzvah. But if on the other hand I counted the fourth day of the Omer, albeit without a kium of the Chovas Gavra of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, because that requires Lila, but nevertheless the day was counted, says the Bahag, if the day was counted, I can count the next day because I have the continuity and I haven't forfeited the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So just to summarize, what we have here is a machlokas between the Meiri and many other Mefarshim as to whether or not we should even entertain the possibility of a siag of Ad Chatzos with regard to Sfiras HaOmer and Ktziras HaOmer. And it really all depends on this issue, whether or not the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah of Ktziras HaOmer requires Lila, or in a default position, can you be kind of these two mitzvahs during the day? Okay, Rabbi Osai, we'll stop here.
A little problem with the ABBA scenario.
Yeah.
It's actually ABA. Yeah. The Gemara's forgotten about a Mishnah. The Mishnah here, before the Mishnah, he's asking on this Mishnah, the Shachar Rosh Hashanah, the there's a Mishnah over here, the Shachar Rosh Hashanah, That went back to Erev again.
No, that's Kriyat Shema.
Yeah, but that's broken up the Seder of A B. It's got it took a main Seder Velayla. Baby's in the Shachris. Then there's this Mishnah comes in. It's broken that sequence. You can't say that this Mishnah is still following the previous one that class.
I see what you're saying.
It's broken.
No, it just, this he holds. The Gemara holds that this is part of our Mishnah. In other words, this is not a separate Mishnah. This is just in our Gemaras. It's printed. It's printed here on Daf Vav Amid Bay, on Daf Yuv Amid Bay. That was a matter of the printer.
Yeah.
But in the original Mishnah, this was just a hamsheikh of this.
Yeah, but the Gemara is divided that way. It's a Gemara asking.
What do you mean the Gemara divided? The Gemara never divided it that way.
Who put this?
This is a printer. This is just a printer. You know, that's not the Gemara. If you look at Mishnayos, yeah, right. Maybe Ram, yeah, Mishpachat Ram in Vilna, but it was way before that. It was probably in the 14th century, you know, or something. Well, yeah, it depends what it's. But in any event, here he picks up Kriyat Shema. That's already a totally new topic of the Mishnah. And what the Gemara is saying is that since the Mishnah discusses,
you got Meimah Say here first, the obvious, and Daf Tes, you got Meimah Say the Shachris.
But what's the Gemara's language here? Let's just see. The Gemara says, "How possibly obvious for Hadatani v'Shachris." What does that mean? Hadar Tani B'Shachris?
This is on Daf Tes, which is Meimah Say Ken Kishma B'Shachris.
Oh, Daf Tes. Yeah, that's what I needed. Right.
This one?
Right. So the way he divides it up is Zmani Kriyat Shema. We start with Arvis, and then we go to Shachris. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then after Zman Kriyat Shema, Shel Shachris, even though, as you point out very well, the question is, how should he stand? What's the proper posture for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? Ah. Oh, my mistake. I think, Daniel, the answer to your question is that there's a twofold machlokas here between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. The machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai is about both Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis and Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Meaning, I think Beis Shammai, check me out on this, holds that Bishobucha means in a laying position, and Bekumecha means in a standing position. Meaning that according to Beit Shammai, when you read Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, you have to stand. And I think the poskim are very makbid on that, not to do that, because then you're implying that the halacha is like Beis Shammai.
Yeah, the Mishnah says somebody was mistaken himself.
Right. Umibu Beis Hill Omrim, Kol Adam Kori Kedarko. And I think he's saying that you have to reinterpret Bishabuch of Kumecha. It's not referring to the posture, but rather to the time period. Oh, here he says Ubishash Bnei Adam Omdim. Yeah. So this machlokus is really about both Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris and Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis in that order, and Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Correct?
Yeah.
So basically, I think what we have to do here is we have to combine the, where's the Mishnah Daf Tes? Tes Amid Beis. We have to combine this Mishnah with the first Mishnah. So Me'emasai means what are the Zmanim of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis and Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, correct? And then we add the question of the posture for both Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis and Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. So now we've answered both Zmanei Kriyat Shema and posture of Kriyat Shema. Now we're going to pick up what? We're going to pick up Birchas.
Yeah, we're pretending still that this Mishnah wasn't there because it was on a different subject.
Okay, either way, but I'm just saying that we're always going to follow the sequence of Shel Arvis and then Shel Shachris as long as we're asking a question on both of them. So the question on both of them is about Kriyat Shema. So again, Kriyat Shema is the subject that sews together these, I'm going to call them the first three Mishnahs, let's say the way they're printed, right? Because, let's see if I'm right here, because in all cases, we're talking about Kriyat Shema. Oh, so once we finish our discussion of Kriyat Shema, both with regard to Zmani Kriyat Shema and Pasture of Kriyat Shema, now we're ready for our next topic,
Birchas
Kriyat Shema. And Birchas Kriyat Shema is going to pick up the very last se'if, the very last paragraph of Kriyat Shema, which in this case is Kriyat Shema Shel Shachas.
Okay.
I think, well, if you like, I'll research it a little bit further, but I think that's the right.
Discussion of Pshat and Mishnah.
Yeah.
Is changing the question of sons. Are they asking
question of
Rabbi Goliath's sons? Are they asking, may I say Kriyat Shema or must I? Since Rabbi Goliath is Chaya. So the whole discussion of Lechatchila and B'diavad seems strange related to the Mishnah.
Mm.
If it's just Lechatchila B'diavad, why does he say the answer is Chaya?
Amru Lolo Karinu es Shema. So what should we do?
They're saying, can I? Or no, they're saying, must I? Must I say Kriyat Shema?
I mean, it doesn't say those words in the Mishnah. You're just saying that that's logically...
He says Chayav.
Right. So what's your question again?
How are we saying that if the discussion of Chatul B'diyat, if he says Chayav, wouldn't he say Mutter? Wouldn't it use language of whether it's permissible or not? Isn't there a difference?
Well, I don't think the Rabbanon instituted an Isur of reciting Kriyat Shema after Chatzos.
Okay.
The issue is whether or not the mitzvah was mufka. Okay. The Chachom, were they mafkir the mitzvah? Now, if you'll find a Havamino somewhere that you cannot read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, that it's absolutely forbidden, which I'm hard pressed to believe anyone would say such thing, but little you say, then your question would be very relevant. That first and foremost, Rabbi Gamliel should have responded in saying, you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema.
Right, right, right.
But I don't think there was a havmin in anyone's mind, not in the mind of any Rishon or even in the mind of B'nai Rabbi Gamliel, that the Rabbanan institute some sort of Isur which enjoins you from reading Kriyat Shema. The question is the mitzvah applicable? And if the mitzvah is still in place, and the Rabbanan weren't mafkia the mitzvah, then you're obligated. So it makes sense that Rabbi Gamliel, tipping the scale in favor of the fact that Chacham were not mafkia the mitzvah, or if you will, if we go with the approach of the Beis Halevi, which is very nice, that if Rabbi Gamliel could prove to them that on a deraisa level the Rabbanan would agree that you could read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, so you've now reduced your question, you've downgraded your question to a Rabbanan level, now we could be a little bit more flexible and we could say that if there's a Das Yechidah that says that you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, and the Rabbanan would never mafkia, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, even though he's outnumbered, but B'Shas HaTchak, we can rely for a Rabbanan, if it's only an issue of the Rabbanan, we can rely on that Das Yechidah.